Will, it's been a few days, and you are officially a member of the London Knights. What is it like to think like that?
Oh yeah, it's an amazing feeling. It's like it's a dream come true. I never, if you asked me what I if I thought I'd be here 10 years ago, there's no way.
Really? Okay, well then tell us where you were 10 years ago. You were playing the game of hockey at the time, so just, you know, not thinking that you had the potential to maybe go to a level like this?
No, I always thought that I'd just be staying here in Ottawa. Of course, I had high goals set for myself, but it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
So when do you think you started to realize, hey, wait a minute, maybe I do have an opportunity to take this to a really high level?
Oh, I'd honestly say like just halfway through this season. I got cut from my major Bantam team, and then I didn't get drafted too high in the CCHL draft, so I didn't know what was going to come of this year, and then here I am now, I guess.
Wow. Will Nickel joining us. Will, you've got to take us back to that, because getting cut from a team, not making a team.
Yeah.
You look at that and you think, oh, that's got to be the absolute toughest thing to go through, and that's the worst. And a lot of parents will try and say, I never want my kid to go through that. But what was it like going through that? What do you look back on it almost as a positive now?
Yes, of course, at the time I was very upset, but after the fact, because it was the COVID year, so I got let into the team because of the bubble, so they had to take extra players. But I used it all through that year as fuel just to get better and work harder and do better.
And you know what? That kind of instruction, you can't get that from somebody telling you, hey, you should work hard.
No.
There's got to be something that does it. But once you have that, because you talk to anybody who goes on to the National Hockey League and they'll say, yeah, it's about working on your craft every single day, putting in the reps, putting in the time. And then look at you this past year in league play, you led your team in scoring. What was this past year like?
Oh, it was a great year. I had my coaches were unbelievable. They were really supportive. They were tough on me, but they really pushed me along. And of course, my parents were very supportive, and I had a really good team. Everyone was supportive, and our team was very supportive of each other too. And we worked together, and that's what helped me get there.
We're talking right now with Will Nickel of the London Knights. One of the things that Ottawa has is a very different system. You mentioned going through the CCHL draft. Yeah. You played on an under-18 team. How do you feel those things helped you in your development?
Well, of course, we're playing with guys up to 2 years older than us. So with the strength, it helped me get stronger and helped me get better at avoiding checks and having to play a little bit of a different style because of the bigger kids.
When you look at the style of game that you do play, how would you describe what you can do on the ice?
I'd say my games revolves around my hockey IQ. I think I'm a fast player who can make plays at the fast pace and play a full 200-foot game. I'm still working on my shot, but I think that I can pick corners and use it to score.
And what do you know about London, Ontario? Because growing up in the Ottawa area, unless you've got relatives or friends here, you're not going to come too far this way. So what do you know about London?
Oh, yeah. I didn't really start thinking about any OHL teams until up to this year, really. But what I know about London, you guys have obviously a great hockey team and a great reputation. I've only heard good things. And I've heard about the Western University down there. And that's pretty much it.
Sure. Now, I mean, are you looking at something like going to university during your hockey career? Is that something that you think about?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can take a few courses here or there, but I'm for sure going to be looking at that if it's an opportunity.
Well, it absolutely is an opportunity. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good city. Awesome. You'll learn the spots to go right away. Now, one last thing, and that is, if you look back to the OHL priority selection, you weren't the only player on your team who was selected. What was it like for you guys to kind of go through and watch that play out?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Right away, they were the first people who texted me, those other guys who got drafted. And I was just – and when I saw their names get called, I was just – I was very happy for them.
Well, yours got called pretty early too. And Will, the future is incredibly bright for a guy like you. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the ice in training camp. And well, look at this, just a few weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you very much. This is great.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.